The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm sitting here in the Janet's office. Janet will not be joining us for the show this morning. However, she will be available to see people when she gets here at 4 o'clock. So she'll be here from 4 to 8 today. Our normal hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed Sunday and every holiday, including the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the holiday of Yom Kippur. Today we really have a very, very special show for everybody listening to us out there in Radioland. We're broadcasting direct from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and the show today is going to encompass four members of our staff, three of which are the managers that run the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We have a group of, I think it's 15 or 16 staff employees here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We're very proud of them because they all come with years and years of experience in either the nutrition field, the vitamin field, supplement field, food field, or in the relationship with customers. And I think that is probably one of the most important things we do here at Save-A-Lot, is the quality of service that you receive here is by far the best of any health food or vitamin store that I know of in the Broward County, Dade County, or Palm Beach County area. And we're very proud of that. And we wish you again to continue shopping here, because I know we have our anniversary sale starting January. January 2nd is when the anniversary sale kicks off. On January 3rd, which is Tuesday at 1 o'clock, we're going to have our ribbon-cutting ceremony take place, and we'll also be drawing names for some very valuable gift baskets, which have been donated by many of the fine companies that we do business with. But let me take the opportunity now to give you a little background on our first guest. And the first guest that we're going to introduce this morning is my stepson, Adam Lehman. He is a twin of a brother, Jared, who is still up in New York, who I would like to see someday relocate down here to Florida as well. And I'm sure his mom would like that as well. Right now we have Adam Lehman that relocated from the state of New York and the city of Huntington back in the early summer of this year to be with me here and help put together everything we do here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I'm very thankful that he has joined us. His wife, Rochelle, and his twin boy and girl, who is Reagan and Ryan, and a little girl by the name of a very, very pretty little girl, Peyton. So the three of them have joined Adam and Rochelle and myself and my wife, Paula, to be with us in South Florida. And I'm very happy about that. But let's introduce you to Mr. Adam Lehman. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure to have you sitting here across from me in this palatial office that is Janet's office. And we want to give our listeners a background of why you chose to be in the retail business. Retail business is a very hard, demanding business. You're constantly dealing with the public, and you constantly have to be on your toes to be able to satisfy customers' needs. And we like to think that here at Save-A-Lot, we are able to do that. So give us a little background about your history. I know that you went to college, you graduated, and you received a law degree. And let's take us from that point on.
Well, that's correct. But let me start even earlier than that. When I was in high school, my father purchased a pharmacy, and that was my first job. I first started working in retail back in 1992, and I have had my hand running that store from 92 up until 2015. So that's my retail experience, and there's a lot of it, and I really enjoyed retail and dealing with the customers and forming relationships with that customer, with those customers, and giving them the best service that I can. After my experience with the pharmacy and going to college, yes, I graduated and I graduduated from the University of Michigan.
Big school.
I first have to mention tonight is a very big night. Michigan playing Florida State, go blue. So I graduated from the University of Michigan, and I went to Brooklyn Law School, where I got my law degree. And after getting my law degree, I practiced law for approximately 5 years in the insurance litigation field. But after 5 years, I realized that wasn't exactly what I wanted to do, and I was back to the pharmacy, and I put the last 10 years full-time into the pharmacy before moving down here into Florida.
And I'm sure being in the pharmacy business, you had the option or the occasion to deal with many people that came in with serious illnesses. And it's very difficult, from my experience in all the years I've been in retailing, to be able to get people to adjust to how they feel when they're faced with serious illnesses. And unfortunately, in pharmacy, you're relying on the mainstream medical practitioner or the allopathic doctor to be able to give the best treatment to that particular patient. And when they come in to you, it's almost like you're giving them a shoulder to lean on, Adam. Is that basically what that was all about?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a very big part of the job. You know, we're there to help the customer with everything they need, but at the same time, you know, you deal with all sorts of issues, whether it's physical issues or emotional issues, and we're always there to help the customer and make the customer feel comfortable and make them feel like they're being treated with the most respect and the best treatment we could provide.
Well, the area you were in, Huntington, I would say is probably upper middle class, and people came in looking to fill these prescriptions and be able to help solve some of their issues. What, in your recollection, in all the years, and it sounds like over 22 years or 23 years that you've been in the retail pharmacy business, what were some of the unique situations that you may have come across when people came in to lean on your shoulder or to be able to seek your advice in the years that you've been in the pharmacy business to help alleviate any doubts or fears that they may have in their minds when they first stepped into the store?
Well, I guess the most unique situation is just the fact that these people come to me and they trust us. They tell us their innermost secrets. There's their conditions that they may not want to talk with people about, or they won't want to discuss their symptoms or what they're feeling. These people always felt comfortable coming to me and discussing whatever it is so that we could help provide whatever it is, whatever assistance we could. And that always made me feel great that these people relied on me and trusted me to tell me these very personal, sensitive issues.
So over the years, you've built up a great deal of confidence in the customers that came in to see you.
Absolutely. You know, it took time, but over the years, you learn more and more as you're there. And fortunately for me, I worked with some great pharmacists, and, you know, their knowledge I just was imparted onto me. Of course, I'm limited on what I could say. Same here in the vitamin industry. It's the doctor's opinion that matters most, or the pharmacist. And here in the vitamin store, it's the nutritionist opinion that matters most, but I tried to help or assist in any way I can based on the information I learned from them.
Well, all the people that came into the pharmacy were also exposed. You did sell vitamins But the majority of vitamins that you did sell were what you'd call brand name manufacturers who produced pharmaceuticals. They were not vitamin companies. They were pharmaceutical companies. And when you look around at some of the products that are available today in pharmacies as well as big box stores, the majority of those items have artificial ingredients. And that is the distinction between what we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and what you would find in a pharmacy. So as you go through the learning stages, comparing what you know from the pharmacy business to what we have here at Save-A-Lot, the transition will take time and experience on your part to be able to convey the same confidence that you had with your customers in the pharmacy business up in New York versus what we have down here at Save-A-Lot. And just as a point of information, a couple of the next guests that we're going to be speaking to have been associated with me down here in South Florida for upwards of 20 years. So they have built up a great deal of knowledge and confidence from the customers that know them. But you bring a great deal more experience because of your interaction between the vitamins that you did sell and the pharmaceuticals that they came in to fill. So there may have been a marriage that you were able to make between the nutrition field and the pharmacy field to help people overcome their health challenges and health issues a little bit easier than if they just went into a mainstream pharmacy like a CVS or a Walgreens where there was no interaction between who was there and the consumer. Do you recall, I'm sure you recall situations that have happened over the years in the pharmacy that you can relate to as it relates to that field?
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that we valued at our pharmacy, very similar to our store here at Save-A-Lot. You know, we provided assistance to customers, and we talk to customers, and we help the customers with certain things that they need. You know, it was most important to provide that customer service rather than just stand at a counter and ring up the sale. We wanted to make sure that their questions were answered and they were able to find out anything they need. And as you stated, I have a lot to learn here in the vitamin field because it was more focused on pharmaceuticals in the pharmacy, but I'm very happy and fortunate to be working with you and Janet and the rest of the staff here because the knowledge that they have is great, and I'm sure I'm going to learn an awful lot.
Well, you've grasped a great deal already, and you have been with me since the store was a shell, and you saw it blossom into what we have today, which is a full-blown vitamin and supplement store that can help thousands upon thousands of people with our everyday low prices. I know we're coming up on a break, Adam. I want to thank you for spending the time with us here and giving our listeners a little bit of your history and how you can be of help to them when they come into Save-A-Lot. And I want to give the listeners an incentive to come in and say hello to you today. Today's Friday, December 30th. I'd like you to stop down today and meet Adam. Don't have to buy anything. Just come in and meet him. And we're going to do two things for you. We're going to give you a ticket for the raffle, which will entitle you to win a beautiful basket of supplements on the drawing on January 3rd, right after the ribbon cutting, and a special gift that Adam will give you personally for coming in to say hello. So with that, Adam, I thank you.
I thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We're going to introduce Kyle to our listeners. Hi, Kyle. Tell us what you do at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Well, I make sure that we have a large variety of items at the everyday low prices for everyone to live healthy, affordably.
Okay, and your specialty, having that large array of items, is mostly the food choices. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So if anyone would like a particular food product, should they come and talk to Kyle?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Kyle, we look forward to our customers meeting you. Now they know your name and your voice.
Yep, and I'm here 5 days a week.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save A Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, December 30th, the day before the New Year's Eve celebration starts. And we're speaking today with some of the staff members here at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center, which is 3105 North State Road 7, also known as 441. It's about a half a mile south of Sample Road on the corner of Northwest 31st Avenue. If you look off to the right, you'll see the Save A Lot Center sign, and you'll see the grand opening banners that we have put up yesterday announcing the fact that we will have our grand opening starting Tuesday, January 3rd at 1 o'clock. The ribbon-cutting ceremonies will take place. So we invite everybody down, and everybody who comes in today will get a free raffle ticket, which we'll be doing after the ribbon-cutting for some of the valuable gift baskets that have been donated by the many different manufacturers that we do business with here at the Save-A-Lot. But let me take the opportunity now to welcome in a young man who has been with me probably for close to 10 years, who I've enjoyed immensely. He has learned dramatically. And let me welcome Mr. Kyle Zant. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure to have you sitting here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Give our listeners a brief history as to how you got started in the natural product industry.
Well, like you said, about 10 years ago, I started at Tooney's. I came from Publix, which is not natural.
But they're changing. They've gone to the Greenwise label.
Right. Yeah. But then, yeah, I've just been at Tooney's since then. Left about 2 years ago to go to Greenlands, where Janet also does counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was given the opportunity to join you back here at Save-A-Lot. Now here I am.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back because you bring to this operation a great deal of knowledge about groceries. And people that have listened to the show realize that the importance of using organic groceries are vital in keeping and maintaining good health. And in your years of experience in dealing with groceries, Kyle, what have you found to be some of the most important ingredients or some of the most important factors that you as an individual who use the products look for?
Really just clean ingredients, which is what we've always had at Tooney's, and now also here at Save-A-Lot we're even cleaner because we're all organic. You just feel a lot better eating it, and you know, nothing really weighs you down or
how do you determine though what products to select for sale here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center?
I pretty much want to have a big variety of a little bit of everything for everybody, you know, whether it's cooking, snacks, bars, proteins, all sorts of things, just a little bit of something.
Well, when we set up the grocery department here at Save-A-Lot, we decided that we're going to do what one of my favorite stores do, and that's Costco, and that's to bring the public the best possible item at the lowest possible price while we have it. So what you see here today, you may not see here next week or next month.
That's
because
correct.
We're rotating. And what are some of the different categories that you mentioned and possibly some of the items in your experience that you've come across, Kyle, that you feel people should be interested in using?
I mean, there's your basics. I mean, we have, you know, we go from water to coconut water. We have energy drinks. We have Bob's Red Mill, which is a very popular brand. They have a wide variety from flax to hot cereal, flours, and they're all organic that we carry. We've got crackers, tea, all sorts of juices, aloes, you know, veggie juices, mixes. We've got things for kids like gummies, vitamin C, lollipops. And we just try to have a little bit of everything.
So would you venture to say then, with the exception of perishable foods, which we do not carry, we don't carry any dairy, we don't carry any frozen foods, we don't carry any meat or poultry or fish, but we do have packaged organic groceries. And this is your specialty.
Right.
So you've tried to give our shoppers here the broadest variety at the lowest possible price of anywhere that they could find, either in Broward, Dade, or Palm Beach counties.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think some of the prices that we have here will surprise everyone.
Well, it goes into the whole proposal that we started the business with, and that's EDLP, which is Everyday Low Prices. So when you look at a product that you find here, let's say for $1.99, you may see it elsewhere for $2.99 or $3.49.
Right.
So all these factors go into trying to please and satisfy the consumer's benefit for using organic groceries. From your vast experience, can you give our listeners your interpretation of why it's important to use organic rather than conventional?
I mean, the organic, you're getting no pesticides. You know, I mean, they've just been modifying food so much nowadays, and you don't really know what you're eating anymore. But if it is organic, then you know exactly what you're getting, and we try to get it to you at an affordable price. So.
Well, the point you bring up about artificial ingredients and genetically modified organisms is a big threat to people when they ingest food that is not organic, because they're putting into their bodies chemicals that the body may not recognize, and it could destroy cells in the body that could cause illnesses as they progress in life. And when you do this with children, you're starting them at a very early age as to possibilities of detrimental harm that could take place as they grow up. So the importance of using organic cannot be stressed enough. And when we talk about the importance of a diet or a regimen in food, Kyle, we have or can supply people with their breakfast needs. Is that correct?
Yep.
And we can supply them with their lunch needs.
That's correct.
And we can supply them with their dinner needs.
Yep.
We may not be able to supply them with the protein like a fish or a chicken or beef, but we have all the other accoutrements or the side benefits of many of the products that we do have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Exactly.
Now, when you search out, you go to trade shows, and what are some of the things that you look for that may be of interest to you when you visit these trade shows?
I mean, I'm pretty much looking for things that are new and interesting. You know, I don't want to have the same things here that the Publix would carry, or, you know, it should be an experience when we come in to find something new.
Well, in all your years of visiting the trade shows, can you think of any specific items that would fall into that category where they would be unique or different than what people would normally find in a grocery store or a supermarket?
I mean, one of the bigger things for me that I find, which is hard to find a good one, would be energy drinks. I mean, it's hard to find one that has anything natural in it, or, you know, nothing, no colors, no artificial flavors or anything like that, which we have a few of that are actually surprisingly pretty good.
Well, I know that the category also exists with the people who work out or exercise. They're looking for a quick substitute for a meal, and they want to drink a protein drink or an energy drink. And you pointed out just now that we have that particular category of products, but there's no artificial ingredients.
Correct.
And they are organic.
They're all organic.
And I think that's the key point that you try to do, is bring to the public the organic aspect of how important it is to use the groceries that are organic. And if you're buying protein, such as fish, meat, or chicken, your advice would be to do what you do in the organic field, and that's to look for free range or wild caught or grass fed. Is that some of your beliefs as well?
Absolutely, yeah, because everything else is, you know, it's injected with hormones and just stuffed with grain, and so we don't really know, again, what you're eating.
So when you evaluate what you do for yourself personally, would you put yourself into the category of looking for specific organic foods when you set your meals?
I could try a little harder, but again, I am, you know, slowly moving over to everything in that direction.
Well, I think most people have to do it in steps. You can't do everything at one time. I know that in the consultation office with Janet, listening to how some people can convert from non-organic to organic takes time. It's not an easy task. But the important thing is that it's not that great an expense over and above what you find in the conventional groceries. So in your belief, then, it's more, let's say, economically beneficial for the body than it may be for the pocketbook.
Right. Well, and even for the pocketbook. I mean, you might spend a little more on groceries here and there, but you'll be saving it by not going to the doctor as much.
Well, there you go. That's an important consideration. By keeping the health strong, keeping the body healthy, eating the proper foods, maybe doing a little bit of exercise on a regular basis, all these factors go into helping people maintain a lifestyle that they're very proud of. And it always starts with organic foods. When you talk about looking for specific or unusual items or unique items at the trade shows, are there certain manufacturers that you look towards that would produce those, or is it could be anybody that produces them?
I mean, it really could be anybody. I always go to the major brands first just to see, you know, if they're keeping up and, you know, keeping current with what they could be doing with foods. Like protein pasta is an example of something new that, you know, it's an alternative.
Well, when did they hit the market? Do you recall?
I would say maybe 5 years ago. I mean, I'm sure it could be a little earlier, but I was not aware of them.
And from prior to that, all pasta was carbohydrates.
Correct.
They lacked the protein to help people sustain themselves because they were strictly carbohydrates. And the majority of pastas that I recall were also non-organic.
Right.
They were just conventional. Would you say that there are companies out there such as Hain Celestial that may produce a certain variety of organic groceries, Nature's Path, Organic Valley?
Yeah. I mean, they all produce great products. I mean, and with the, you know, rising concern of gluten-free and the people who can't have gluten and, you know, are intolerant to other things right now, a lot of companies are getting very creative with what they put out.
Would you venture to say that gluten-free has become a major category when you select groceries?
Absolutely.
And do you find that most companies are adhering or trying to help people that are gluten-free?
Yeah, I mean, if they're not switching everything over, they're at least, you know, putting out a few SKUs that they could participate in that also.
And in your recollection, are there any specific companies that you like that produce gluten-free products?
Like I mentioned earlier, Bob's Red Mills is great because they have a little bit of everything for somebody, and they make pretty much everything gluten-free or non-gluten-free. Most of it's organic, and you know they cover almost every category you can think of.
Well, what about snacks? Do you get into area of snacks? Because people like to snack on something in the evening after their dinner meal.
I mean, we have Mary's Gone Crackers. They're a whole grain cracker, all organic, brown rice-based. You know, they're also vegan and gluten-free. So, I mean, they have a little bit of something for you.
So we do have a wide variety of products that people can choose from.
Yes, we do.
Well, Kyle, I want to thank you very much for spending this time with us. I know our listeners appreciate it. And what we're going to do for the listeners is anybody who comes in to meet Kyle Zahn today, you're going to give them a raffle ticket, which will entitle them for drawing in the January 3rd grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony, which will take place on Tuesday, January 3rd at 1 o'clock. And also, I know you have some personal gifts that you'd like to give out to people that come in and say hello to you.
Yes.
So I want to thank you very much for spending the time with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you during the course of the day.
All right. Thank you very much.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our next staff member, Mr. Tom Barnes.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to invite you to get started today with a program designed to lose those holiday pounds. Remove the remnants of holiday overindulgence. You can get started today at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. You can break down fat, detoxify your entire body, learn how to manage hunger, learn about managing calories. This is a lifestyle and learning experience that will guide you to the body shape that is your goal. The reshaping depends on your dedication to the program. Success does require the personal commitment to the guidelines set forth in the program. Come in and see me today for a personal plan for the new you. Come in today to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and see if you qualify for the free 4-week smart food program. Sign up and get started in January. Call 754-307-1655 to find out how.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available 6 days a week at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We have a very unusual show today. We've introduced you to two of our managers. One is Adam Lehman, who happens to be my stepson, and Kyle Zant, who is the manager and specializes really in organic groceries. And sitting beside me now is Mr. Tom Barnes, who used to be the first manager at the Tunney store, which I opened in 1993, which goes back a number of years. And I'm very happy to say that Tom is back with me here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, sharing his experience over the years of what he's learned when it comes to vitamins, supplements, and condition-specific formulas. So good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Al. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And I think what we should do first is let our listeners know that you have a vast knowledge of vitamins and supplements. And you bring here to Save-A-Lot a very unique channel that most stores do not have, and that is people with experience in dealing with many different brands. We only carry national brands, and you're familiar with all the brands that we carry. And you're also familiar with every item. So what I'd like to find out from you is I want to pick your brain.
Okay.
And let me first let our listeners know what you choose to be products that you personally use on a daily basis.
Okay. First of all, I use a multiple vitamin.
Is there any particular one that you use?
Which I think everybody should use. I like Garden of Life's My Kind because it's 100% whole food, it's all organic, and it's all non-genetically modified. So when you take your multi, and I believe you should take it after breakfast, your body just thinks that you're eating really good food. It doesn't realize that it's any kind of chemical or supplement. So that's why I like it. It's easily absorbed. The potencies are not as high, but it's because it's more absorbable. So they don't need to be huge amounts of vitamin C and D and all of those things.
Good point.
I also like a particular fan of salmon oil. I like salmon oil because I feel it lives in a cleaner environment, wild Alaskan salmon oil, and it has less toxins, and it has a full range of omegas. It has omega 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9.
Which is unusual.
Very unusual. And it also has natural astaxanthin in it, which I believe is what makes salmon orange.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which brand do you like in the salmon oil?
I usually either use Solgar or Natural Factors or New Chapter.
Okay. three major companies produce excellent results in what they produce.
Absolutely.
And after salmon oil, what's your next supplement?
I think the next thing that's most important for everyone are probiotics.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I mean, this is something that gives you an incredibly healthy digestive tract. It is 70 to 80% of your immune system. It's very convenient. It comes either refrigerated or non-refrigerated to go with your lifestyle. If you travel a lot or you take your supplements to work with you, mm-hmm. then you need a non-refrigerated one. And they've discovered how to do this. It's just as good and just as effective as the refrigerated ones. So in a non-refrigerated probiotic, I like Gero's EPS or Healthy Origins.
Good choice.
I think they make a very good probiotic. And in the refrigerator, I like Garden of Life's raw probiotics or their Dr. Formula probiotics. When I think I'm catching something or I have caught something, I double or triple my probiotic intake.
So you take it more than once a day?
If I'm not feeling good.
Right.
Normally I just take it once a day, but that's the key. Every day, every day, every day.
Compliance.
Yes, because they're living things, and they do pass away. So you have to keep replacing them.
Very, very good point. I think a lot of people miss the boat when they're not compliant.
I do, too. Because what's going to happen is you're going to go for a while with no probiotics, and now you're going to be open to an invasion by all kinds of things, mm-hmm. yeast and fungus and bacteria and all kinds of things that we do not want to have to deal with.
That's for sure. What else do you like to use as well, Tom?
Well, for my mind, which I like to keep my mind sharp, I take something from Life Extension called Neuromag, which I like very much. Other people make it, but I feel that the Neuromag from Life Extension has helped me stay fairly sharp. And I also like to take lecithin, which is basically the natural food source for things like phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine,
mm-hmm.
which help your synapses to fire. And I like to take NOWS because it's a non-genetically modified lecithin.
Good point. Very good point.
Yes, which I would always recommend to take non-GMO products.
And I think that you'll find that we have here with the over... I don't know the exact number, but it's well over 10,000 variety of products that we have here that we won't handle or not carry any product that is GMO. It's disbanded from this store anyway.
That's a very good thing.
And are there any other choices that you like in the way of supplements on a daily basis?
Yes. Well, a lot of times, you know, older women especially are dealing with bone loss. And there are many kinds of calcium. Most calciums are made from rocks, and they are extremely difficult to absorb.
Mm-hmm.
And women who take huge amounts of these products can wind up with calcium deposits, which would be bone spurs, kidney stones, plaque in your arteries. So in some cases, it's not helping, it's detrimental
right.
to what they're trying to do. So I try to turn them toward something called a plant-based calcium, which is much more absorbable and will help their bones a lot more than a rock-based calcium will. And the one I really like is from Garden of Life. It's called MyKind.
MyKind.
Yeah. It's a plant, organic, plant-based calcium
okay.
that is non-GMO. I had one customer, an older woman. She took it for a year. She went from osteoporosis to osteopenia.
That's a big drop.
Huge, huge. I was actually amazed to hear her tell me that. And I've had other women tell me their numbers didn't change. Well, that's a good thing.
That's true, too.
You know, it didn't get worse. So I like those things. We also have a huge range of weight loss programs, which at this time of year is a very good thing. We have cleanses. We have things like, I like Garcinia, which is basically an appetite suppressant.
Tell us a little bit more about Garcinia, because Garcinia hit the market about 15 years ago.
Yes.
And it had its ups and downs in people's usage because they weren't totally convinced that it would work.
That is absolutely true. And there have been people on TV who have made huge claims about Garcinia and mm-hmm. what it does. And I remember when it first came on the market. And as far as I understand it, basically, it just makes you feel full. So it suppresses your appetite.
It's a satiety feeling.
Yes. And so that you don't eat so much. Now, you can customize it. I had one customer who said she had no problem with eating, but just before bed, she started craving carbohydrates.
Uh-huh.
And which is the worst time to do something
for
like
sure.
that. So I told her, well, then take your Garcinia then. And she did, and she said it made a huge difference for her.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So would you say that's your number one choice for people that are looking to lose weight?
Not only that, but I also like something called white kidney bean extract, which helps your body to not absorb carbohydrates. It doesn't mean that you can take that and then start eating everything under the sun, you know. But I think the two together make a huge difference and will help your lifestyle. Of course, there's nothing to substitute for exercise.
That's for sure.
You know, I mean, that has to be part of the equation.
Well, that white kidney bean also has been on the market about the same amount of time as the Garcinia Cambogia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it did have its ups and downs also, because I think the point you brought out is that it's not a license to be able to eat what you want.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
And the key point is eating properly during the course of the day. And, of course, that little bit of exercise that people can do go a long way in helping shed those pounds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it has to do with what you're eating and that little bit of exercise. I mean, even if it's you walk around the block mm-hmm. after dinner, it doesn't have to be intensive gym weight training.
Right.
There are many other options.
Now, what else do you like in the way of formulas that have helped people, from your experience over the years, accomplish a health issue that they may have had?
Well, one of the products, when it first came on the market, that I was very surprised at how well it worked, is something called D-mannose. This is for urinary tract infections. Before this, your only option was pretty much cranberry,
mm-hmm.
which only helped to control the situation, but did not get rid of it. D-mannose is made from a sugar from the aloe vera plant. The bacteria that cause UTI infections love D-mannose. They think it's the best thing in the world.
Sugar.
So it comes down, they all jump on it, and go sailing down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've seen urinary tract infections disappear within a week, sometimes sooner, because of this product, D-mannose. I like it very much.
So do you recommend using this with cranberry or just by itself?
Actually, this particular one by Solaray has some cranberry already in it.
So it serves two purposes.
Yes. And it also comes as a powder, which would probably work better, but I have no idea what it tastes like.
Okay. Well, I don't think it could taste bad. Tom, you've been a wealth of information, and I think our listeners deserve to come in and meet you if they haven't already. And I know you're going to give them raffle tickets to be able to join in the celebration coming January 3rd when we have our grand opening ribbon cutting. And I know you have some personal gifts that you'd like to give to them as well.
Yes.
So please, I encourage people to come in and meet Tom Barnes and listen to what he has to say, because he's the go-to guy that can give you the information that you need looking for a specific formula. So I thank you very much for being with us, Tom.
Oh, thank you, Al. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. And we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have another one of our managers. We're going to have Anita Arabia come in and speak to us about some of the things that she does here at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, one half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We're in the last segment, and I'd like to be able to use the entire time to introduce our last member that we're going to speak with today at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I'm speaking about Anita Arabia. Anita has been with me now also for probably 20 years or better. And she's now a young lady with two girls of her own, and when she first came to work with me, she was a single young lady of about 19 years old.
That's right, Al.
So let me welcome you, Anita. Good morning.
Good morning, Al. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Give our listeners an overview of what you do here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center as one of the managers.
Well, one of the main things I do here is a lot of the purchasing. I like to make sure that we have a good selection on hand of the supplements, the personal care, and everything else you see here on the shelves at Save-A-Lot.
And you look for what specifically when you introduce these products into Save-A-Lot?
Quality. I want to make sure it's a company that pretty much I'm familiar with, and they have a lot of studies, or the people that sell the product are very knowledgeable about what's supposed to be in products. I don't like to just bring anything in, especially when it comes to supplements. So very specific.
Well, give our listeners now an overview of when you first came into the natural product industry.
Well, I started working for you in 1995 at Toonies, and I just started out as for part-time, and every day I stayed a little longer, and wasn't long before you had asked me to come on full-time, and I really liked everything I was learning, and then I went to the Florida College of Natural Health, got my associates in natural health because I wanted a little bit of more background, and I have worked in pretty much every department for you, from receiving to grocery to purchasing and management.
And you've learned it very well.
I have. Well, you're a good mentor.
Thank you very much. But I know you're concentrating now, as we all are, on giving quality service and the continuation of everyday low prices, which are two of the major factors as to why people should be shopping here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Definitely. When I do look for products, it has to be something that not only is it a good product, but the company is going to work with us so that we can pass on savings to the customers every day, because we want you to be able to be healthy and not worry about it not being affordable.
Well, that's the key thing. We want people to, again, practice a compliance situation where they are taking supplements that are doing them good, and we want them to take them on a daily basis so they realize the actual benefits of taking those supplements by using them on a regular basis. And the only way you'll ever find out is by being compliant. And when it comes to choices of supplements, do you look for me-too products, or do you look for unusual products that may pertain to condition-specific areas of the body?
I look for more unusual products. You know, there's a ton of magnesium citrates out there, but there's only, you know, one sustained-release CoQ10, mm-hmm. and we have it on the shelf. I definitely want to look for other things. You know, companies are constantly researching and upgrading, and we always want to be right there at the forefront.
Well, one of the other major things you've been very instrumental in here as well as what Kyle and Tom and Adam have been espousing the benefits of, we went ahead and what we did is we brand blocked supplements. Maybe you can spend a couple of minutes and explain to our listeners why it's so important to visit a store that brand blocks.
When you're somebody who's truly into nutrition and you do your research like our customers are, a lot of times they become loyal to a certain brand because they either like the manufacturing practices that that company has or a level of integrity, or that maybe because it's organic. So a lot of times a customer will become loyal to a line and they like to come in and see everything available to them in one shot rather than having to run through four different aisles to see everything from, say, Jarro. Here you walk in the store and it's all right there for you.
And why is that so effective, not only for the consumer, but for the staff as well as the representatives from the various companies?
Well, it makes it easier for the sales reps to help you when they are here at the store so that they can easily find their own products that they're recommending. And as far as this, that helps the staff also. But when it comes to ordering, when everything's together like that, you have a much better chance of making sure everything gets ordered. If something's in a random aisle and we overlook it, it may not make it to the next order. So it's a little bit helps us to be more thorough.
Well, I think that's a very good point you brought up, because you go into many health food stores where their holes are on the shelf. And perpetually you walk through the store and you see a great deal of holes that mean that they're out of stock. Mm-hmm. Now, we know from the business that we're in here that the companies are not out of stock on those products. It's a question of how they wind up being out of stock, and that's the store's fault by not ordering it, because of whatever procedure they think they're using is correct.
Right. You have to be efficient, and you have to be thorough and double-check your shelves. And if there are a lot of holes, you need to be researching why that wasn't ordered this week when it should have been.
Well, that's the advantage, again, you pointed out, of brand blocking. It's easy to see the brand. People come in and notice that if they're brand loyal to a Jarro or a Country Life or a Life Extension, all you come to do is, in the area that they're in, search them out, and you'll find that we have all the products from those companies at everyday low prices.
Also, you know, if you come in and you're looking for a particular item, like a Ginkgo, and, you know, you're standing in front of Jarro, but you want to see the other options, we have a great staff here who's willing to walk you through, compare, you know, make a suggestion of a favorite they may have. So you, even though you may not have all of your one particular item in one spot, you have a very knowledgeable staff willing to walk around with you and show you those different things that you may be interested in.
Yeah, it's a good point you brought up about staff, because unfortunately today we're limited in time, and I would love to have everybody that is a staff member here at Save-A-Lot get on the radio and talk about what they've done here as well as what they've done in the past. And I know Randy Feldman is off today. He would love to be on and talk about what he's done.
Yes, he would.
You have Gail Allen. And you have Sally Obamako, and we have some new staff members that are very happy. We have Scott Kelvin, who's in receiving, that's done a great job of getting the product from the back room out to the selling floor. And I know that you have other people that are very important as the whole process takes place of getting the product from the manufacturer into the shelf at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
And don't forget our lovely cashier, Dorothy, who greets everybody in and out.
That's a very, very good point. And we have a couple of other cashiers that are learning from her. We have Tatiana and we have Beatrice, two very fine women who like to deal with people. And I think that's the key. When you and Kyle and Adam did the hiring of the staff people, that you wanted them to show interest in how they can help people.
Yes. I think to really be a good employee at a natural food store, you have to live the lifestyle or be interested and be able to pass what you learn on to people. It's unlike other retail operations where, you know, the people may not really care about what they're selling. Mm-hmm. Where here, we really want a staff that cares.
That's a very good point. Are you in a position, we only got another minute and a half left, to tell our listeners what some of the products that you take on a regular basis, any of that benefits you?
Well, what I'd like to talk about is not so much supplements, because I heard all of you gentlemen speaking about your favorite supplements, but there are a lot of other things here at Save-A-Lot in different categories that I love. One of my favorite things is the Herbatin hair dye.
Oh, great.
It was rated top among all of the hair dyes.
Now, you don't dye your hair, do you?
Maybe I do. Yes, I do. I do use the Herbatin. I have been for a few years. It's very natural. It's got organic ingredients in there. It lasts a long time, and it actually makes your hair feel softer.
And it looks very full.
Thank you. And then the other thing that I really like here that we have is Aroma Naturals candles. They smell great. They also have a nice body care line from them as well that I'm starting to try all their products. And we have a great selection of essential oils with the diffusers and even salt lamps. So there's a lot of nice things here to buy at Save-A-Lot at even better prices that you find at other places. And there's still natural and healthy and everything.
Well, that's the important point. That's what we try to do here. We've tried to bring the best possible products to marketplace here at Save-A-Lot and introduce them at everyday low prices and maintain those everyday low prices so people can use them on a regular basis, come back and rebuy them, and not feel like they're getting ripped off.
That's right.
I think that's the key point in what will make Save-A-Lot the success that it deserves to be. We're going to give the quality service with people like yourself, with people like Tom, Randy, Adam, Kyle, and every other staff member here. We're going to give you everyday low prices on a continual basis, 52 weeks a year. You're going to have the benefit of Janet Cimarelli, who is here 6 days a week giving professional counseling advice to people that want to improve their health and deal with any health challenges. And, of course, the hours that we're open from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and we are closed on Sunday for the sole purpose of the staff being able to spend time with their family and friends and not have to worry about coming into work on a Sunday. I'm not a believer in Sunday work. That's my opinion. But other people may feel differently, but I don't care. We're going to continue to stay closed on Sunday.
And thank you, Al, for that.
So I want to thank everybody for being here. Anita, thank you very much for spending the time with us today.
Thanks for having me, Al.
It's a pleasure, and we're going to have you back on. I know you enjoy radio, and we're going to make a radio spokeswoman out of you on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Sounds good.
Thank you, everybody, and we want to wish everybody out there a very healthy, a very happy, and a prosperous new year for the coming season of 2017. And please join us on Tuesday, the 3rd of January, for our grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony that takes place at 1 o'clock. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.